Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Robert Brands back on the show. Robert is the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. Also, Robert's Rules of Innovation 2, The Art of Implementation. You're starting to see the picture here. He's our innovation guy. He's our he's the guy we turn to when we want to get out of our own way. And he's got a really good program to offer us today. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, great to be here. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Always good to have you back. So you got some ideas on how we can create new products.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked in previous interviews really about how essential it is to innovate. Now, no matter how well your business is doing today, you got to really innovate because otherwise, ultimately, you will perish. So Robert's Rules of Innovation that you refer to, the book, really is all about 10 imperatives on how to create and sustain innovation. And one of those is a new product development process, which no matter how big or small your company is, you really ultimately will have to have a process to guide you in concept to launch, and that's what we would like to talk about today. It was actually an article I wrote in 2013, and it was the top blogging article on a website called InnovationExcellence.com.
Wow.
That's a consolidator of many innovation bloggers and people who are really experts in the area.
So then when you say this is a product development, could a product be a project instead of a product? Does it have to be a thing? Could it be a process?
Absolutely. Actually, it can be a process.
Or
a
service.
It
could be a service,
yeah,
right. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I talk about products because a service is actually a product as well, but they call it product development process, so don't disregard this if you just are in the service business. You still would have to scope out, build a business case, and ultimately test and validate before you launch something.
Right. All right, so first step.
So, yeah, of course, we need to start with an idea, and ideally a great idea. And, again, we talked about ideation in the past. I really encourage you to talk and listen carefully to your customers first and foremost, and just as much you should listen to your employees because they interact with your customers. They see things where there are opportunities, and they will identify needs. And ultimately, it's really about figuring out new solutions to problems and coming up with great ideas. There's some really cool ideation techniques like brainstorming and brainwriting, etc., which you can look for on my website. But ideation is the first step. And what's important about that is hopefully you come up with multiple ideas. And what you really need to do is screen those quickly to try and concentrate your limited resources on the right ideas. Which will have the greatest return on investment,
mm-hmm.
which one might have the greatest demand, and which one is doable and fits in your vision, mission, and strategy. You obviously don't want to jump into something that's completely different.
So there may be a conflict there a little bit, right? In other words, the one that would make you the hardest to do and beyond your capability.
Absolutely.
So you've got to. So in other words, you've got to. It's almost like triaging, right? You've got to pick the one that fits your profile better, not the one that you would really like to do. It might not be the one you wish you could do. It's the one that you can do.
Yes, absolutely. And so that is in line with. It's okay to focus initially on line extensions to build your capability. So a variation of what you offer already today. But ultimately, you try to get to breakthrough innovation or actually a new business model innovation, and that's where you really get into the uncomfortable space. But sometimes it's essential. You have to change how you do business to stay on top and ahead of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So So once you have concepts, it's important to sort of select the right ones. I always encourage you to work on multiple projects because it can very easily happen that a project doesn't come through ultimately. You don't want to be empty-handed. So work on a couple and continuously what I call prioritize. In other words, if you have a project with a prospect or a customer is really excited about, then go with that one first because you'll be able to sell it as soon as it is ready. That prioritizing is key, and there's nothing wrong with reshuffling your project on a regular basis as long as you have multiple in the hopper.
Hey, Robert, hold on to that thought. This is fascinating to me. I hope you're enjoying this, hearing Robert talk about some of the steps to go through. The 1-2-3 is what we used to call by the numbers back in the Army. He's showing you by the numbers how to develop a product. So pay attention. This will be on the test. 20 Tail, right back with Robert Brands. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.